I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has announced its plan to roll back impending rules that would have curbed payday loans. Those offer quick bursts of cash to consumers, but at a price consumer advocates say is too high. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has this policy and personal finance story.
The payday lending rule would have barred a loan of less than 45 days unless a customer had the means to pay the money back. Many lenders said the rule would have put them out of business, and for customers, it amounted to
prohibition.
Mary Jackson heads the Online Lenders Alliance and worked for years in the payday industry. She says payday loans fill a critical need.
A large portion of the American population can't put together $400 in emergency. What are your choices if you don't have a loan to meet that need?
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that's why it wants to roll back the rule, so people continue to have access to short-term loans. But the interest rates can exceed 400%, and critics say the industry traps people. Nick Bork at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
It is, in fact, designed to put people into a cycle of debt and essentially force them to borrow again and again to make ends meet.
When the agency made the rule, it said more than 80% of payday loans are used to pay back previous loans. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.